Hey everyone, welcome to the Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls podcast. I am doing an episode today on current energies, and I want to talk a little bit about manifestation. I talked last week, well, I didn't talk about manifestation last week, but I mentioned that I wanted to talk about it, and I think this is a good time as any to dive into it a little bit further. So, thank you for joining me. For anyone that is listening to this podcast episode on a podcast platform, just so that you know, I do record these episodes in my free Facebook group, Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls. Hi, Charles. So if you ever want to watch these live, I don't announce it though. I just pop in whenever I'm ready. So, but you're welcome to join my free Facebook group. It's called Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls. And if you want to join, you can catch these live or just watch the replays within the group. And I also obviously post and offer support along our healing and awakening journeys, which I am going to be doing more and more. I definitely took a little bit of time off from that. Maybe some of you noticed, and I know I've been talking about in this podcast how I really went through a very deep healing and purging phase for a few months. It started right on my birthday, which was a total shock for me. The eclipse was on my birthday, and I thought that was going to be expansive, and I didn't realize there would be a massive contraction before what's hopefully going to turn into a massive expansion, but I am definitely feeling an emergence from that very powerfully. It started last week, around Tuesday or Wednesday or so. And every day just feeling stronger and stronger, emerging more and more. And I also had a very, what I thought was a very prophetic, is that the word? Dream this morning that, really represented, a new chapter for me and birthing something new into the world. So, and these are the energies. This is what I want to share with all of you, because I can see and feel now being out of it, you know, what it was all about. And so I know that many of us and many of you either have been in these similar kinds of periods or may even still feel like you're in them. And just to touch on what it feels like to be there, just for some validation, I think for those that might be like, yeah, I think I'm there. But when we're there, we feel so raw and vulnerable, and we feel, it can feel really low vibrational. It can feel very lonely. And it's a very personal feeling because it's designed to bring up our deepest core wounds, our own personal deepest core wounds. So we could be going through something, and this isn't realistic, but say there's somebody next to us going through the exact same experience. We can look at like the world stage and the world events going on. And so we're each experiencing the same world events, but we're going to interpret those and perceive those experiences very differently according to our own core wounds. Again, those lenses through which we view the world that create that perception through which we see and experience everything around us. So we're all here on the same planet, but we're all having very different experiences. So these periods are just very, and I say personal because sometimes it can feel like the universe is personally attacking us. And I know that I felt this way, even though I talked about this a lot in my cosmic soul space, but so when I say again, that's what I mean, but we want to do this inner work to a point where we can hold space for both. We can hold space for the part of us that's still moving through this healing and awakening process because it's continual, it's ongoing, it's going to continue. But we also want to acknowledge the parts of us that have done so much work and know that there's a reason for it, that knows that, you know, things are happening exactly as they are meant to. We're right where we need to be. You know, whatever's unfolding is for our greater good. Yet when we're in these dense, dark spaces, all of that knowingness that our higher self knows can feel very patronizing. It can feel like, yeah, whatever, but it doesn't feel like that right now, or it's hard to connect to that knowingness right now. And that's because, you know, simply put, energetically, we're being stretched. If this is source, right? If this is source energy, this is the all that we are. This is the all that there is. This is the vibration of unconditional divine love. And we're just a fragment of that. And as part of the human journey, you know, when we are a soul, when we are at our higher vibrational selves, we might only venture off this far. But as a human, for example, we venture off this far. And the farther that we venture off from source, the more disconnected we feel from all of that knowingness. And when we talk about remembering who we are, remembering why we're here, it's like rekindling that connection. The connection's never lost. We just, our human senses lose sight of it, but it's still there. And so the work that I teach at the Zero Point and all that stuff is about reconnecting, rekindling that connection, remembering that connection, reactivating that connection, right? So we're here in this human journey. And then when we're doing that deep shadow work, it's like we stretch ourselves even further and we're even further. So it's even harder to stay connected to that knowingness that, that this is all divine and it's unfolding the way that it's meant to, and that this is actually all for our ultimate divine expansion, our soul expansion. You know, again, I'm saying all of this in very linear, human, perceptive terms, and I'm sure that there's even much more to this story than what I'm expressing verbally. But from this source soul perspective, right, it's about expanding. Like, that is what existence is about. It's about, well, it's probably a little bit of both. You contract and then expand more, and you contract and expand more. And it's kind of like this yin and yang, right? We have that dichotomy, the yin and the yang, the positive and the negative, the polarities. And it's that constant vibration against an outward of the two that creates the expansion, the more and the more of the expansion. So sometimes we spend our time and energy thinking, why does it have to be this way? Why do we have to go through painful experiences and painful events? And we think, you know, this is kind of stupid. Why did my soul sign up for this? But from the way that I see it, it is about this, you know, we have to have both ends of the spectrum, the light and the dark, the yin and the yang, the up and the down, the higher, the lower, right? Creating that constant, you know, contrast so that we can continue to expand, continue to have perspective, new perspective, gain new awareness and expand. I hope that makes sense. But so the reason I'm sharing all of this is because I want to talk about current energies, and I do very strongly feel that the energy on the planet is going to start to lighten, it's going to pick up, and it's going to, expedite. It's going to get faster, and we're going to feel some forward momentum where we've been feeling really stuck. And the stuck feeling is our soul's choice to really go deep into some of these shadow aspects within ourselves, to do some very deep inner work, awareness, healing and clearing, yes, but even more so just awareness of what's there without the judgment. That's ideally what we're trying to do, is create more awareness about all the different aspects of self without judgment, releasing the programming. This is really important, and it ties right into manifestation as well. Whereas I think probably I always have tried to be more balanced, but I think even my own teachings have probably leaned more towards the love and the light. You know, I mean, that is who I am. I am here to help raise the frequency of the planet. But the way that we do that is not through, looking at the darker shadow aspects of us as something to fix or something wrong. But I want to be careful, because we are here to start experiencing a new side of that, to start to heal that so that we can start to unfold a new story. We've been in these very dark places as humans, you know, there's other places in the galaxy that aren't experiencing this, but as far as the story of Earth and the story of being human unfolds, we've been in this very dark place for a long time, thousands and thousands of years, and we're ready to start a new story. We're ready to start the expansion in the other direction. So again, not that that was wrong and this is right, but this is just about new experiences. It's about, okay, we've been here for long enough. We've explored a lot of this, and now it's time to balance the pendulum back into the other direction. And, you know, we're constantly in this weaving back and forth to have all these different multifaceted experiences. So I do feel, you know, so that's kind of a bigger picture. And then if we want to zero in on, let's say, 2022 in general, I feel like this first half of the year has just been this deep exploration of our own shadow work, our own inner work. What awarenesses have you created? What new observations have you made? I know for me personally, there's just been a lot of peeling back more layers of aspects of myself that I'm starting to be able to recognize because of the inner work that we're doing. It's like we soften that ego a little bit more and a little bit more. And so when we brush up against maybe an aspect of ourselves that doesn't feel good, it's not going to feel good, and it's also not going to align with what we are saying we want to manifest. So if we want, you know, more abundance or we want more love, you know, these are ways that we're showing up in our lives that are in stark contrast to those. So if it's love, then maybe we're showing up in a way that is not loving, but we're saying that we want to manifest love, but we're not vibrating with that love. Or same with abundance or, you know, whatever it is. So doing this inner work, we've been softening that ego and helping to heal that ego, that inner child part of us. And so it's allowing us to see a little bit deeper into our own self, into our own energetic makeup of who we are, the frequencies that we hold in our field. And these frequencies have a direct effect on what we're able to manifest or not, right? So, and we're going to talk about manifestation more, but everything that I'm saying is, in fact, you know, the case, but we're going to talk about it a little bit deeper in a second. So again, we've been softening that ego. And so I know for myself, I've been able to become aware of parts of me that don't feel good, that I don't necessarily like, that are not in alignment for the things that I want, the things that I want to manifest, the experiences that I want to have on this planet Earth in this lifetime. And yet I may have brushed up against them before, created awareness around them before, but I wasn't able to hold space for either any or very much healing work in the area, because it was just too triggering. It was like, no, I can't go there yet. I can't deal with that yet. I still feel very righteous, or I still feel very triggered, or I still feel like I'm right and someone else is wrong. And so there's that ego barrier that's created that keeps us from going any further. And that's just, we know the ego is doing that to keep us safe, to keep us in an old program, old belief system, an old trauma response, coping mechanism related to some sort of, you know, deeper energetic frequency that we're carrying within our field, either due to our own experiences and traumas in this life or in other lives, or it just in our DNA from generations past, our ancestors and things like that. So we're entering this phase now, though, where that's going to start, those layers are going to start to be peeled back more and more. And we'll have these opportunities if we've been, I hesitate to say this, but it's so true. If we've been diligently doing our work, and what that looks like isn't doing. It's more about how deeply are we allowing ourselves to sink into our current experience and self and love ourselves deeply, love others deeply, or at least try to stay neutral, try to be in a curious state of observation, trying to stay out of the mind and more in the heart, right? Connecting more with a loving frequency as often as we can, and just trying to hold space for it all, because it can be very, very confusing, right? It can be confusing for our egos and our brains, which we are programmed to lead and live from, for us to just try to see things that might be happening within our personal lives or out in the world that we would label as painful or challenging or difficult or awful or traumatic or wrong, right? It's difficult for us to stay in a space of neutrality. So this is all practice, really. We're practicing. How neutral can I stay, or how much can I sink into this feeling? How much can I allow myself to just feel what's coming up for me without labeling it, without having to fix it, without having to do something about it, without having to tell someone how I feel? Now, expressing our truth is important, but we want to make sure that when we're doing that, we've tried our best to come from a neutral space.
Okay. Trying not to automatically go to a space of blame when we're wanting to express these truths or these realizations that we're having. That's one of the reasons that I think that the Cosmic Souls community is such an amazing place to be, because it gives us that platform with which we can just express our truth in a non-judgmental space, right? We can express our anger at somebody or our frustrations with somebody, because yes, it's good to voice these things. It's good to express these things, even if we know they're coming from a place of ego. It's still important and part of the healing process, a part of the awareness process, to get that energy out. So And I think that, you know, these things that I'm saying, they're some of the things that we sometimes don't really lay out there in the spiritual community because we want to shy away from, especially like expressing negative feelings or emotions, because we're so focused on the positive, we're so focused on the love and light that we don't want to give too much credence to the lower vibrational stuff because we are afraid that that's going to make us manifest more of that. But that's not actually the case. It's actually the case that, I hope you guys can hear me okay. Let me know if you can hear me okay, because I think my Bluetooth is on now and I think it was off before. If you're not hearing me, all right, I'll just make sure to shut my Bluetooth off. So we really want to make sure that we're honoring all of it, right? We're honoring all of it, the low vibration and the high vibration. And this is where I want to kind of, I'm going to talk about manifestation in a bit, but I want to make sure that I complete this topic of the current energies. So what I feel is that we are stepping into, you know, this most recent full moon in Capricorn was really about, you know, Capricorn's the energy of, you know, kind of our higher self, our disciplined self, taking responsibility. And so I really feel like what this full moon was about was releasing lower vibrational, emotionally immature aspects of ourselves. And it could have been a very emotional time for many because we're also in the Cancer season, which is a water sign, very emotional. So I won't get too much into the astrology there, but I felt like this was really about us stepping into that next level version of ourselves and really wanting to, let me know if you guys are getting this okay. Anyways, I'll keep going until I see some comments. Letting us know where is the next step for us, where is the next level version of ourselves wanting to go, and releasing these lower vibrational, like I said, old versions of ourselves that we're wanting to release so that we can energetically align more fully with our truth, with our next level light, next level version of our life and who we came here to be and who we want to be. And the life experience that we want to live. So I feel like the next half of 2022 is going to feel very different than the first half did. If you're still feeling it, don't worry. We're all on our own unique path as well. So I talk about the general energies, but if you're not feeling it, that doesn't mean that there's something wrong. That just means that you're in a space of where you're doing, you're personally doing some different work than maybe the majority, but again, there's nothing wrong with that. We're all on our own unique path and journey within the unfolding of all of these energies. But I do feel like soon you're going to start to feel a lightening. You're going to start to feel a shift and you're going to start to feel a forward momentum. And we have some really powerful astrological things coming up, this month into August, really powerful full moon in Aquarius and a new moon in Leo, just a lot of stuff really helping us to continually align more and more directly with what it is our soul came here to do. And so this is where I want to transition to manifestation, because one thing I want to talk about is many of us, and I've probably mentioned this before, but it doesn't hurt to mention it again. Many of us are trying to, or have been trying to, manifest from our ego space, from our human perspective, our human vision, and our ego space. So I only say that because some of us may be frustrated with certain things not panning out, working out. We're not manifesting what we wanted to manifest. Why isn't this working? And we really have to, you know, it's on one hand, it's beautiful that so many of us are tuning into the fact that we can manifest, that we are that powerful, that our thoughts and our intention and our energy and our focus has power. But we kind of took that concept and we streamlined it and we were like, so you should be able to manifest this, 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 and the other thing. And if you're not manifesting it, then you're getting something wrong and you're too low vibrational, right? We really humanized the concept. What we really need to do is take a big step back and first of all, recognize that in this life, especially in this life, not only are we here and meant to just start to remember that we have that power and that capability, But a lot of what we are here to manifest now, we've already chosen at the soul level before we came in. So I say that because many of us, especially if you're resonate with my teachings, then you're likely here to be part of this, an active participant in the shifting of the energy and the planet. So what you came here to manifest is probably so beyond what your human can perceive. And we really are also here to deeply, deeply learn to trust in ourselves, to trust in the path, to trust in the universe, to connect with one another. All of that, those things and the inner work and the shadow work that we came here to do, if we came here to participate in that at a massive extent, like I know I did, then it was always more about that than it was coming into this life and manifesting XYZ. Now, that's not to say that you won't manifest that or won't experience that, but I've just started to tap into, this may not be for everybody, but I know for myself, I've been really tapping into this message of this life is about so much more than just this life. Our human perspective is tunnel vision focused in on this life and how it's playing out. But yet there's so many more and higher dimensional, it's hard to explain, but like timelines playing out that we will have access to at another time. But right now we're laser focused on this particular, I guess you could call it a timeline of our experience. This is the timeline that our consciousness has chosen to pay attention to because the work that we came here to do is so important. I believe that simultaneously we are experiencing all those things that we want to manifest. And at some point our consciousness will get to experience those as well. But at this, if we have to look at time linearly because we're human and that's how we experience it. So in this linear moment, our consciousness is just focused on this. And if we can release any shame or judgment or whatever, any frustration or anger around what we have not been able to create or why it might feel hard to manifest certain things, if we can really release that and just fully embrace the mission work that we came here to do and that we're currently experiencing. It's kind of like, I love the movie analogy. There's so many movies out there that we could watch, right? We could watch a movie where there's a happy ending. We can watch a movie where the main character dies. I hate those movies, by the way. I if I know the main character is going to die, I will not watch the movie. But we get to choose, right? Out of the millions of movies out there, we choose one and we watch that one. So during that time, we're watching that one movie, our consciousness is focused on that one movie. So that's like this lifetime right now that our consciousness is focused on. But when this movie is over, we get to choose from any other movie, any of the infinite numbers of movies or lifetimes that have played out there to experience and focus our consciousness on. I think that's the best way to explain it. So I hope that makes sense. Again, I just feel like we need to take this big, deep, giant breath and release all of this weight. It's a very dense weight of programming and judgment around what we're doing, what we should be doing, what things should look like, and really just allowing ourselves to sink more and more and more and more deeply into ourselves and our like what is happening right in front of me? What is going on in my life right now? And what do I want to do about this right here, right now? You know, what do I want to do to support myself? What do I want to do to create more beauty? What do I want to do to create more love? You know, these are just the things we are wanting to build ourselves up very much so right now. And sometimes I just think that when we're focused on all these external manifestations, I know this, I go through this all the time. I have a lot of things I want to do in this life and create in this life. And when I feel like it's not happening fast enough, I can get really frustrated. But if I can just release all of that, and a lot of it has to do with programming. A lot of it has to do with programming. And some of it is programming that we're not even aware of, that we're not even aware is playing out and creating a lens through which we're viewing our lives that's creating pain for us in some way. Yes, purging the weight. Yeah. I just feel it. So I feel like when I come in here and I talk, I can just feel the weight. I can feel the weight of the collective. There's so much weight, and a lot of it's in the head. A lot of the weight is right here. And it's like, it just goes and it just holds us down. And we got to get out of our heads and more into our heart spaces. And we do that by being present. We do that by going into nature. We do that by, you know, just being in our lives and connecting to gratitude for it all. But we can't, it's hard to connect to the gratitude. Like I was saying before, we're so disconnected from source. It's hard to connect to that gratitude sometimes. So we have to step out of that human mind, right? And try to remember what it meant to come here as a soul, what we came here to do, and the vastness of this adventure that we're on and the mission that we're on. And, you know, from that bigger perspective, how exciting this all was, even though we knew it was going to be hard and challenging, right? To actually be in it is really hard and challenging, right? But yet there's such a more beautiful story unfolding from that bigger perspective. And if we can just tap into that, even in the slightest, it will really help us to lift ourselves up and to feel better. And when we feel better, our vibration naturally rises, organically rises from the inside out. And that's how we start to align with more of these things. But, and here's the piece about manifestation that I want to talk about too. We focus so much on the raising of the frequency, aligning with the higher frequency of what it is we want to create. We forget to talk about the work that we have to do to deprogram ourselves and to heal that trauma so that we can start at a neutral space. We cannot manifest more if we don't know how to be neutral in the first place. And so that is what this first half of 2022, I feel like, was about teaching us how to be neutral, how to calm our nervous systems and be okay no matter what's going on around us. That was the message that I kept getting. It was like when nothing was really going on around me, but it felt really heavy and dense and my brain wanted to make it mean something and there's something wrong and I need to fix something. It was about, no, go into your zero point, go into your meditative state, calm your nervous system, remind yourself, I came here for this. I cannot get it wrong. No matter what I choose is an experience for, you know, source to have that, you know, contributes to the totality of all the experiences that we're here to have. So I cannot get it wrong. So I can stop judging myself about that, right? And then it just becomes, what do I want to do? What feels good? And sometimes nothing felt good. And that was frustrating too. So then it's about calming your nervous system into, okay, just because I don't feel like doing anything at all, just because I'm not motivated right now, doesn't mean there's something wrong with me either, right? It's this constant coming back to the zero point, to the present moment, calming our nervous system, rewiring our brain and our nervous system to literally just be okay, because we've been so deeply programmed to be in a constant state of worry and fear and anxiety. So we're really having to deprogram all of that so we can be in a space of neutrality so that we can actually manifest, because everything is created from that zero point, present now moment. If we are in a state of, I want this because I don't want that, Abraham Hicks talks about this all the time, you know, now you're trying to create. You think you're trying to create over here, but you're actually still stuck over here. And so you really can't create this because you're still attached to this, even if it's subconscious, which it often is, or at least part of it is, right? So we want to be able to come into the neutral space where we remember that we are infinite and eternal. We are part of a quantum universe that has infinite potential, right? As a human, it's hard to really fully integrate all of that knowledge, but we can just, if we can just slightly try to connect to it and then practice the vibration of believing it. It's like practicing the vibration of believing there's infinite abundance, believing that, you know, I am perfect just the way that I am. I cannot get this wrong. There is no such thing as making a wrong choice. All choices lead back to source. All choices are an experience for source and for the totality of who we are. It's what we came here to do, right? Practicing that neutral space. And from there, we're no longer trying to manifest from a place of, I want this because I don't want that. I want this because this is painful, right? But I feel like if we just practice the neutral space, we'll get there faster than if we try to practice wanting something while not wanting something else. Like that's where our human brain tries to go. And I just feel like we end up exerting a lot more energy that way And I'm not saying it's impossible. We can kind of force our way through it, but we're also stepping into a space of much more expansive divine feminine energy, which is about manifesting from this neutral space, as opposed to going out and kind of like creating it and making it happen through that manpower kind of way. Again, it's a balance, not that one's wrong, right, or one's wrong. Okay, let me just see if there was anything else I wanted to share about that. So we talked about the current energies, we talked about where we're going, big energies coming up. These big energies could be disruptive. Again, it's going to depend on your personal natal chart and what's being activated for you, but it's all going to be about aligning us to our higher truth, aligning us to our higher path. So the other message that wants to come through is that so many of us have just been doing so much healing work that it's laughable that we still judge ourselves over this work, and that thinking that we're not doing enough because we've done so much. That just came through really strongly. So, I feel good about the messages that came through. All right. If you just hopped on, you might want to go back and watch the replay. I talked about current energies, where we've been, where we're going, and I talked about manifestation a little bit. And I also just want to mention that for anyone that's looking for a community to support them during this healing and awakening journey, we do have our Cosmic Souls community, which has been a really powerful space. We're adding a heart portal meditation, a weekly heart portal meditation, which I've received the message just going to really catapult us into a new level of accessing our power and our gifts that we came here to share with the world. And so this is a weekly practice where we connect into our heart space, connect into the group, all virtually on our own. We have a set time, but if you can't meet at that time, we just set the intention to tap into that energy when we do have that time. I just received the message very loudly that this is going to be a really powerful practice for us as a group. So if you're feeling like you want to be part of something and you want more information, let me know. And I'm happy to send you the information, and I'll post a link to the info in here. And I'm also doing soul healing sessions and human design readings for anyone that's interested. I'm back. I felt like I was definitely offline for a little while there, needed to take some time for my own healing and inner journey, but I'm back and I'm more clear than ever. So messages have been coming through very quickly for people. And so I'm happy to support you in your healing and awakening journey if you so need it at this time. All right. I am sending you all so much love, and hopefully you are all doing well. And like I said, if you're still in the density, I do feel like there is a light at the end of the tunnel coming very soon for many of us. And if you feel like you just need some help and some direction with that, then please reach out for a soul healing session. That's what they're designed to do. I'm pretty good at zeroing pretty quickly on what it is your guides want you to know or need you to know at this time to help you move forward. All right. Sending you all so much love. Take care. Bye-bye.